Blog Talk Radio.
All right, if you're still here on your DC Porn Show, Blog Talk Radio. But I'm looking for.
I'm
help you turn curiosity into customers who are interested in what your business has to offer. How do you reach people based on what you're curious about? Google Ads. Turn curiosity into customers. Visit ads.google.com to learn more.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Thank you.
I don't got it. That's not serious.
Under no circumstances are you ever allowed to
put
anyone
else in your house.
It's your lying court. Sure. Yeah. Oh, I threw a mouse last night. I put the leash and I bolted the door. And you had to keep it up. Keep it up. I warned you. You don't talk about a mouse, a roach, an ant, nothing.
All right. Don't yell no more.
Well, I got to keep yelling because I got to keep telling you. How many times am I going to do it? Don't you understand, English language? No one wants to hear about my threats, anything that somebody else has. Nobody wants to hear that. And you got to talk about that trying to keep talking about it and keep trying to change the subject.
No, I wasn't, okay?
Yeah, I listened to the whole conversation.
Cool.
So don't tell me what you're saying. Now, let that shit off. Nobody is supposed to know anything that goes on in this house.
Don't yell at me, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Thank you.
Are you tired of losing a portion of your profits to credit card processing fees? Let us put your hard-earned money.
There you go. You got it. See how perfect that was? Good stay. Wow, haven't heard this version in a long time, huh?
It's about 20 years for me.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Wow. So, 1982. Grand Avenue Studios and Hamilton.
That's right.
And this one, a lot of people don't know. Remember the bed tracks were done by Daniel Anwar.
That's right.
And he was supposed to be the engineer for this record. Remember, but he got a call to go work with a little small band in Ireland, which ended up being U2. So we ended up doing the rest of the record with Stacey.
So he owned the studio, right? He actually owned the studio in Hamilton, Ontario.
That's right. Yeah. But then he took off and left us with Stacey. We finished the record, whatever, it was great. But, this song, remember when it came out, the hit for us in the early 80s? And then,
that's right.
It punk went rock.
They went to number 61 on Billboard, is that right?
That's right,
61
yeah.
on Billboard, and then it went down.
Yeah. And then they have a thing ended for us because punk rock came out, new wave, and
we
got out of a job. So we became couriers.
And while the reason we became couriers was... You and I purchased our own recording studio.
We did.
And we had to pay it off somehow.
Yeah. So we worked at the courier thing for, 4 years? And that was a rough thing because, you know, you would deliver a parcel. I don't know if it happened to you, but it happened to me many times. You'd deliver a parcel, and the song's playing on the radio, and you'd say, hey, that's my band. It's me on the radio. And you go, yeah, right. Get out. Yeah. Remember that?
But then when it did become, it somehow got out there that we were couriers and CBT was trying to chase us.
Well, this is after the week before that happened. We got a call from Cameron. We're talking about the second time we came from. So yeah, we got a call from, we were working on the Alias album. It wasn't Alias, we were just working on tracks. But remember we got a call from Dean saying, you guys are going to have a hit.
We both got a call on number one.
Right?
Yeah. You realize you have a number one record?
Yeah.
What do you thought? Not out yet.
Yeah. So we went up to, never went up to Capitol Records. And we walked into the boardroom and the blues and congratulations and all that stuff. And we're like, what's going on? So that's the DJ in Vegas that re-released it.
And we went up to number one.
Jay, it'll come to the
camera. Good.
But so it went to number one. And here we are with Couriers with the number one song on Billboard America. Something wrong with that picture, right?
It didn't go number one in Canada, did it? Again. Okay. It went number one the first time.
That's it.
In the early 80s, but it didn't go number one the second time.
Yeah. And hey, here's the note, but this is different on this version.
The album version was the single version.
Yeah.
I already sang it.
That's right. For the remix.
That's right, for the single. Yeah.
And because you didn't know where the end was...
Just
kept singing, and Stacey was supposed to fade out. He never fade out.
We kept this
on the list. Still pretty long.
Yeah. That's when I was a youngin'.
That's right. Well, incredible.
It's the first time I've got to say, I've heard True or Final. There must be.
damn Yankee.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Are you kidding? You can call yourself from Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I'm closing in this episode. My pajamas, somewhere in here,